Hi, it's Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. Interviews are such an important part of finding work, obviously. And ending an interview right to leave a great impression, to give them the idea of your interests, is really important. That's what I'm going to cover in today's show. I hope you enjoy it. And if you do, hey, connect with me on LinkedIn. I haven't asked you to do that for a long time. Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, is the way you differentiate my profile from other people with the name Jeff Altman. If you can remember this address, linkedin.com/IN, that's the beginning, linkedin.com/IN/the Big Game Hunter. So in the meantime, let's get going. Let's talk about ending the interview. It's coming to a conclusion. You've been sitting with them for 45 minutes to an hour, or you finished a phone call. But more often than not, this scenario is going to come up in the in-person interviews. Let's say you're meeting with one person on your agenda. Let's say you're meeting with five. Whoever the final person is, they're going to be prepared to usher you out the door. Your final words to this person need to demonstrate your interest in the role. Why? Because often that's a tiebreaker in a hiring manager's mind. Here's how it works. They have decisions to make. They're going to decide between you and a couple of other people. Who do they choose? Now, skills obviously come into consideration. And there's a variety of different attributes that they're looking for in personality that they're evaluating you for. But often what happens is that there's a very fine line between people. And one of the things that starts to happen is managers don't want to make offers that they're not sure are going to be accepted. So one of the tiebreakers they use in their own mind, it's not like they're sitting there going with their checklist, but sometimes it is on the checklist. One of the criteria that they look for is, do I think this person will accept an offer from us if it's a fair offer? Are they interested in the job? Do they want to come to work for us? Manager doesn't want to go through this multiple times. They just want to be in a situation where if they extend an offer, it's going to be accepted and they're done with the job. So a goal at the end of an interview is to demonstrate interest. So with the last person that you meet with, you have to make it clear that you're interested in the role. So it can be saying something as simple as, they'll say, hey, let me escort you to the elevator. And as you walk out with this person, you might say to them, I just want you to know how interested I am in this role. And I just think this would be a great opportunity for me. And I'd love to work for you or love to work for your organization. Words that demonstrate sincere interest. You can't make it sound like this is a canned speech. Again, this is one of these times where acting is going to be a part of what you're going to be doing in your delivery. So again, it might be just something as simple as, I just want you to know how interested I am in the position. I look forward to hearing from you about next steps, and I'd love to work for you, or I'd love to work with Suresh, or I'd love to work with Joe or Sharon or whomever the first name is of the hiring manager. I think this would be a great opportunity for me. I'd love to work for them. I think there's a lot I could do here. Again, depending upon the role, if you're an executive, there's a different language that you might use. I think this has great challenge. I have a couple of ideas already of things I'd love to do. That's for another day. My mind is racing with, the nature of the opportunities here. So, that sort of thing creates the impression of excitement at an executive level. So, again, leave them knowing that you're interested. You can go so far as to say, what's standing between you and extending an offer? Is there any additional information that you need from me? And again, you can do this on your way out the door. So it doesn't have to be part of the formal interview of the two of you sitting facing off one another in the interview area. Just let them know that you're interested. Ask them for the job. And it ends it in a way that lets them know of your interest. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, come explore jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site with curated information I've created and other people have created that's designed to help you find work more quickly, plus the ability to ask me questions. Again, jobsearchcoachinghq.com. Have a great day. Take care.